November is Science and Technology Month, and the Scientific Research Council will be carrying out a number of activities across the island to mark the observance. Director General for the National Commission on Science and Technology, Professor Errol Morrison, tells us about the work of the Commission and the importance of science and technology to national development. Professor Morrison was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
The science that we talk about generally involves you in your daily lives, what you know, what you have learned from your own experience, what you've learned in school, what you've learned from your parents and grandparents, a gathering of information. That's what the science is. And so what we're saying, we need to be looking at that more. And how you do you use it? That's the technology. Mm-hmm. How you use that information, that is how you apply it. That's the technology. And then we go on, we'll mention innovations. If you can use it in a way to make some income,
yes.
That's an add innovation,
yes.
Right? Add value. And then if you're really making some money with it, you get into that business, then you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. So really, coming right from the man at his home, in the street, a student in school, etc. We want everybody to understand science is in our daily lives. And we want them to be able to use it and to use that opportunity to create income for themselves, their community, their society, and the broad context.
How is the National Commission on Science and Technology going about its work? How is it working so that we can maximize the benefits of S&T?
As you've heard, the commission, really, the newly constituted commission.
It's chaired by the Prime Minister.
It's chaired by the Prime Minister and had its first meeting just a couple of weeks back. And at that meeting, the overall consensus, you know, was that, look, we have been following some guidelines, not as carefully and as assiduously as we should have. We need to get back on track, and probably we need to tweak that. Okay. That's what we're calling about a renewed look at the policies.
Okay.
But that aside, we are firmly looking at a number of areas in the short term.
Tell us.
And then you have a long-term vision.
Give us a short-term.
But the short-term is almost a carry-on as to how I started, the popularization, get individuals to understand that here is an opportunity for you to use your basic culture, that which you know, to create jobs and create income. That's the popularization. We want also to move to get, you know, entrenched in our understanding that a part of the popularization, a part of the knowledge, is an era that has a potential for tremendous income. A worldwide industry of these, what we call these medicinal plants, is now bordering well over $300 billion in the formal. But when you look at the broader, you know, context, it's nearer $600 billion. And you compare that with the pharmaceutical industry, that is only at $1.1 trillion. Oh. So it is catching up. Now, I'm saying this to say the Prime Minister has literally mandated the Commission to get its act together and let us look at forming a national nutraceutical industry, national nutraceutical. Already we have players in the different areas, the growers, the extractors, the marketers, the distributors, etc. She wants to see a fully comprehensive national, institution.
Because we are nutraceutically rich. We look at the plants.
Well, you know,
the
that alone
that we have here.
Of the 160 known medicinal plants worldwide, over 80 are growing right here.
80 are right here.
Right.
Of the 160 identified plants.
Right here. And we need to get more aggressively into looking at these. I mean, what you hear about the new hype is a renewed trust on medical marijuana.
Yeah, that's
but there's
area.
Much more.
Of course.
Much more there. And we want to encourage, individuals to bring that knowledge to the fore. And let us study this.
Director General for the National Commission for Science and Technology, Professor Errol Morrison, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.